Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Before Jake and I jump in, we're going to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. I know there's more competition out there, but doesn't matter. It's still the best thing out there. Go mention High School Hoops. I'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I'm going to need it because Jake can verify that my wife just came in here 30 seconds ago and yelled at me because I locked her out of the house. So I might need some money for a hotel room. So teachhoops.com will maybe let me go get that hotel room. I'm not making that up, am I? I locked my wife out of the house.
Yeah, I had to leave because I felt very uncomfortable. So I made my frozen pizza right now for my kids.
Sorry about that. She goes, "You locked me." I go, "I'm just so used to locking the back door." And then I don't know, she couldn't get in.
Well, yeah, I was like, "Oh, it's getting real. I got to get out of here, dude. I'm feeling uncomfortable, even though we're talking virtually."
This is pretty funny. All right. So before we jump on, we're going to talk about something that you brought up. This was your topic, I think.
Yeah.
Coaching turnover. So what do you think?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me this year with the coaching turnover is that it's very noticeable that some of the best coaches in our state are retiring. That to me, I wonder if this season just kind of puts based with COVID and everything, does that kind of at that point, like, how do you get re-motivated and get those batteries going after such a long season? Like, I wasn't coaching this year, so I didn't experience it all. You know, I experienced even from a director of COVID in fall for soccer and making sure people were masked and how stressful that was. I could not imagine how it was this year for people to be a high school basketball coach. It would be definitely interesting. Maybe we can get a coach on just to get their insight of what it was like, because it had to be such a stressful experience. But right now, when I look at our state, there's about 50 job changes already, and it's only May. So
yeah. So here's my feeling on this. Couple things. First of all, I was not able to coach. So I think personally, from outside looking in, I think it was harder for the guys that did kind of coach. I think
I agree 110%. It's like for the ones that have been like teachers that have, you know, not been in person all year, you know, it was harder for them, you know, trying to transition and do it. Then, all right, I'm going to teach in person all year, and I got to deal with contact tracing and all the social distancing and trying to figure all this out. But in the end, the people that had to adjust multiple times, like we did in our situation, right, it became a lot harder, you know?
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. It's like in our area, you know, they didn't start till halfway through the season and yep. then they start. I think that, because to be honest with you, it almost, you know, my son graduated. I was kind of like, oh, do I, you know, is this kind of like, should I step out here? And then, you know, I've got a couple people coming in that are very excited about, and they're excited to play for Memorial. But then I almost got a second, not, it was horrible to be home all winter in the, you know, in the house, but it almost gave me a second wind. I really do. I really almost think it, like, you know, because I probably did more basketball, but I wasn't like teaching all day and then going to practice and jumping on a bus and then getting home late and eating Chick-fil-A. I've eaten more than I probably ever eaten in an entire year. But I've probably been eating better food too. You know, I'm not stopping at Chick-fil-A or stop, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like,
but you've had 2 years too, Steve. I don't mean to cut you off, like two extremes, right? So like, this is your last year was your last year of your son, coaching your son, right? So you're like at an all time, like you were coaching with volleyball. And you got to be his high school coach in two sports, and your first kid might be leaving to go to college. I mean, that's just like was, that's a high that it way, was right? Like
7 years of coaching fall and winter back to back.
Yep.
Nonstop, all this energy, teaching statistics, teaching seniors, and then all of a sudden, literally, someone turned the switch off. And after the initial, like, quote unquote scare of the whole thing, I probably slept the best I've ever slept in my entire life.
Like, because you not only you were done with volleyball, because that was your last year. And then you didn't coach basketball this year. So like, you went from like one extreme to the other, right? Like Twilight Zone. Like, that's how I felt this year. Right. Just like, I'm getting really sick of looking at my screen every day and seeing my face.
You know what? You know, one of the things I realized, though, and this is something for younger coaches, is I realized it will be okay. Like when I stop coaching, I'm still helping. We're doing this. I'm helping coaches with Teach Hoops. I started a couple other businesses. I'm going to be plenty busy.
I know. And
I'm glad you're talking to me again. I appreciate I'm on my podcast. Would you like to say hi to the entire world? Because I'm not cutting this out.
No.
And tell everybody what I did. What did I do when you were outside that you couldn't?
You locked me out.
I locked her out. There we go. We're going to leave that in the podcast. Close the door on the way out.
Again, I'm feeling uncomfortable. I feel like uncomfortable.
People all over the world care. So we're leaving that in. Is that funny, Jake?
You know, and I have to agree with you. I'm just going to give you a situation. Now I teach first grade. You would never think that you're basketball coaching your passion. I have this first grade girl in my class. She loves basketball. Every recess, she's dribbling the ball. After school, you know, after school, I see her after school in the gym, because she's in aftercare, and I've literally taught her how to shoot the basketball, and she's making shots in first grade. I think it never goes away. It's just a different capacity of what you do. Right. And one thing I have noticed too is some of our best coaches, how we categorize best, but some of our better coaches or have successful coaches might step away from a couple of years and then they're right back into it.
Right. The thing is, I'm going to do other things. Like I used to hunt and fish and go on hikes in the woods. Like when I was in my 20s and 30s, I used to do that all the time. Well, then I had kids and I became a head coach and I took another job and blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's almost like I'm thinking like, and you know, we bought a lake house. I told you that. So all of a sudden that's taken, you know, now I'm trying to find contracts. It's like, it's amazing. I think your life fills void as long as you're open to letting them get filled.
Especially if you're someone that has so many things that have filled it.
That interests me too.
And you're also able to say, you know what, you can get, when you become a high school basketball coach, and this is for anybody out there, you know, I coach collegiate too and high school, is that you learn that you can feel so much in your life that there's some people you just know, they go to work and they sit home and do nothing. But like, no matter what, you being a high school basketball coach for 5, 6 years, 10 years, it's going to make you a better person, because you're going to get the full thing out of life. So once you say you're done, you're still going to find 100 different things that you're going to absorb into, because you just right. realize, holy cow, I could really do a lot with my life. You know,
the thing is, it's the funny part is too, it's like all these guys that all these people that chase numbers and wins and titles. And again, I can say it because I've won basically at the highest level you can win at in our state numerous times. And so I would probably say that a little easier than a young coach, but like, I'm okay. Like if I stop coaching, I'm okay. Like I've proven what we can do at our program, and I think it's in good hands and that kind of stuff. But you're right. I think going back to the initial discussion, I think the coaching turnover, I think it multiplied for the coaches that coached. Like it wasn't yes. like 1 year, it was like 7 years. Like, whoa, do I really need to, all this stress? You know, and I'm
right. Like, especially your veteran coaches that have been around, right. like to learn how to be adaptive. Like a lot of the people that have been coaching for 20, 30 years, it's always been the same, you know, for so long. And suddenly a thing like COVID and, you know, all this other, it's just, it's huge. And it's a lot of stress on, you know, especially people that, you know, that never handled it before. I mean, it is a stressful situation. I mean, even for younger coaches too, you're put in that situation and you could be quarantined for 2 weeks, you know, and
days now in our state, but yeah, I know it's crazy. I'm telling you, we're on the other side of this thing. If New York City, who has a million kids, can go back to school next fall, it's looking good. I'm just telling you, it's looking
for sure.
Good.
And like I think you point out too is that, you know, it's been an incredibly hard year, and it's a stressful job. And I think the amount of stress more this year just way over it. And I also think you lose this year all the little joy factors that don't necessarily equate to the reality of all the fun things that high school basketball is about. And Steve, I know you know exactly what I'm talking about when I start elaborating on a little bit more. The after parties with the kids, like going to for pizza or doing the team building things, you know, with, you know, and connecting with the families and having a full group of fans out there in the community and doing all that stuff, like all those little things when something like you have a bad loss or things aren't going for you for a week or two can really pull you back in. But when you're only absorbed with those kids and there's nothing else around you, it becomes extremely stressful.
It does. I mean, I don't think I knew the stress I was under until the world shut down.
Swear to God. Sure.
Don't know. I don't think I knew. It was like, whoa, are you kidding? Whoa. Like, and everyone that's ever retired has told me that. They said, you just don't realize it because you're in, it's like you're the captain of the ship in the middle of the storm. And you don't know, you're just trying to get the ship through the storm and you're not realizing that you're in like a monsoon kind of thing. You just don't realize it. And then all of a sudden when you come out of it at the other end, that's what everyone's always told me. They go, you just.
So my question to you is, I guess we don't want to pull off the topic was this discussion. I don't want to, as a podcast, push people away from coaching the game. I mean, what can we say to people? What can we say to say, hey, it was a tough year, but like, if your heart's still in it, you still want to do it, go for it.
So here's the stats teacher, and you know I'm a stats teacher. This was an outlier. This was not normal. We're going to go back to normal, and then everyone's going to go back and all the little, you know. So, no, I mean, I just the reason I wanted to talk about coaching turn, because I think the coaching part of it, at least in our state, part of that turnover was older coaches. I don't need this anymore. This was too stressful. I don't even know what's going to happen next year. Even though I can tell them it's going to be normal by next winter, our new normal, but it's going to be normal. So I think that's the, you know, going back to the original topic, I think the coaching turnover is that. No, it is the best. I'm telling you, you never feel with the stress. You also never feel more alive than when you're coaching. That's why I coach. Right. I mean, it's the competitive part. It's the adrenaline part. It's the closest you can get to actually being out there. Like, you know, I think all of us would go back to those teenage years and, oh, I wish I could do that again.
Right.
And coaching is the closest you can get to that. And I tell people, it's the greatest job in the world. Where else do I get to compete? I mean, if you're working at a desk, how often do you really get to compete? Like, maybe you're in a sales, you know, fun. You're trying to beat the guy next to you and sell more cars or something, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah, but you don't got a crowd of 3,000 people cheering you on. where right,
you also don't
college.
Have 3,000 people questioning it.
Good sale.
Good sale. Yeah,
exactly.
You also don't have 3,000 people going, what the heck is he doing? You know,
why is he calling a timeout right now?
Why are you calling a timeout? That's a horrible call. Wait,
this guy has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah,
terrible. Well,
you better have a thick skin. And I don't think the turnover is because these guys don't have thick skins. I just think it did what we were talking about with me. It was like, whoa, I'm near the end. I've done what I needed to do. Let's turn it over to a young pup and let them do it. So, all right. So coaching turnover, I think that was a great topic, Coach. Until next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.